Right now at Honda, find your kind of value with a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models. There's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.
You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate here. Just quickly, while we've got you, have a listen on Monday to our chat with iconic cricketer and Mr. Who Dares Wins, Mike Whitney. He's got some ripper stories and some great ideas about things. So we've chucked a little snippet about the late, great Richie Benno at the end of the bulletin to get you in the mood for Monday. Look forward to talking to you then. Now over to Desert Rock FM newsreader Bruce Hitchcock.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the Weekly Batuta News Bulletin, coming to you from Koala Studios in downtown Batuta. Here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. First up, and a former no voter from last year's plebiscite has finally worked up enough energy to focus on her next cause, the ban on plastic bags. After an unsuccessful 18 months spent campaigning against societal decay, a prominent Batuta-based no voter spent a good portion of December and January focusing on her new chili garden and her neighbour's inability to keep the branches of his poinciana to his side of the fence line. But now, she's back, channeling her energy towards complaining about a ban on plastic bags, which she says is just another example of lefties telling people what to do. Tony says that Woolworth's national rollout of a reusable plastic bag system is cultural left nonsense, because there's no way, in her mind, that Australia could be responsible for 3.2 billion plastic bags in the national waste cycle. Josh Harvey from the Batuta Ponds commented on our story, saying that the plastic bag ban is cultural Marxism at its very worst. And elsewhere around town, a local men's rights activist has this week aggressively insisted that he would never assault a woman. That is, of course, if he'd ever had anything to do with one. Hashtag not all men, said Keenan Fogle, in the days since the tragic incident in Melbourne sparked a national debate over the safety of women in our country. Keenan has taken it upon himself to tell anyone that will listen that men can be victims too, and that perhaps now is the time to talk about that. He reckons that feminists blaming men for things men do to women in this country aren't taking into account the things he hasn't done to women. Keenan attributes his stance to the fact that while most men his age are being normal cunts and out socialising with friends on a Friday night, he spends his time researching statistics on unreported female-on-male assaults and working tirelessly to disprove the myth that there might be a slight slant towards gendered violence in this country. Alicia Jordan from the Golf Course Estate texts Clancy, our editor, this week, saying that she'd bet the house on Keenan being able to prove that gendered violence is an open and shut case because he has an example of a wife killing a husband once. Elsewhere around town, and it's been confirmed that a local man who is absolutely abhorrent at playing pool can't blame it on a lack of chalk. The 28-year-old man named Seb Birmingham is yet to ever admit that he's actually very shit at the popular pub game, seeming to have an excuse every time he shanks it across the table. Throughout his last two dismal losses yesterday, Seb blamed the table for being not level, the cramped space between the table and the pub's wall, as well as the fact that there's no queues long enough for someone of his height, based off some wild conspiracy about queues needing to be exactly as tall as your chin. His most recent break, which potted the white ball and very nearly sunk the black, has garnered sneers from the old blokes in the betting corner of the pub, who usually don't pay any attention to the young fellas unless they are this bad at pool. At the time of press, Seb was seen scowling at people for being too loud near the bar, as if to say it was distracting him from bringing out his A-game. To other local news now, and a young graduate awoke in horror this morning after remembering that she might have dropped it like it's hot at her first ever staff drinks last night. After spending a while building up a professional facade, young Ava Rose confessed to our reporters that it may have all been for nothing. Not one to shy away from a drink when she's out around mates that know exactly what she's like after a few pints of name brand rosé, the 24-year-old promised herself early on in the piece that she'd try to keep a lid on her out of office hours persona in front of her new work colleagues. However, as the white girl holy water began to sully her empty stomach, the plan was out the window, and she told our reporters that things were dropped like they were hot. Today is going to be absolute hell, Rose said to us. And in other news around Batuta, a punter who bet on the number of corners in a World Cup game last night reckons he could stop betting right now if he wanted to. Oliver Brandon has assured the Advocate that he could stop gambling literally any time if he felt like it. The 27-year-old solicitor at Adams & Adams in the French Quarter, who would reportedly bet on two flies walking up a wall, sat down with our reporters to outline why his girlfriend and his friends' concerns about him are unfounded. The man who had a nudge on some South Korean volleyball match the other day said,
"Nah, seriously though. Like, if I actually wanted to stop, I could stop tomorrow, you know what I mean? But I don't want to stop, so I'm not going to. But I could if I felt like it, you know what I'm saying?"
In sports now, and the season just keeps getting worse for the Parramatta Eels. In sensational rugby league news, the besieged Eels have found a way to lose the bye match. Parramatta coach Brad Arthur confirmed he was disappointed with the result as the Eels become the first team ever to be unsuccessful at receiving 2 points during their designated round off. In what some commentators are calling the even more darkest day ever in Australian sport.
Clancy here again. Here's our quick snippet from the Mike Whitney chat mentioned earlier, talking about the late Richie Beno lighting him up.
And his memory, Richie, he told me something in the Nets in 1977 at Coogee, and on the 1991 tour of the West Indies,
yeah.
I'd asked him about a couple of things. I said, "Can I see you down at the pool?" And he went, "Yep." And even when I went down the pool, this was it, he was still banging it out on the old typewriter, and I went like this, "Excuse me, Rich. Don't fucking move. Don't say another word." And then this one. So you walked out, had this half an hour conversation about bowling in the West Indies. And as I was leaving, he made this comment, "Nice to see you pitching a few more up, Michael." And I looked at him because he'd come down to watch me bowl in the Nets as an 18-year-old at Coogee. And I just ran in and bounced the fucking shit out of everybody in the Nets trying to impress him. And he called me over with Phil Treston, and this is all he said that day. "Would have liked to seen you pitch a few more up." So fast forward to 1991. That's the closing statement. And I looked at him. He went, "Coogee Oval, 77. I went, "You remember?" He goes, "Of course, I remember you bouncing the shit out of all of your fucking teammates at Coogee Oval." And then this was, "Well, good to see a pigeon some more up. Now you're in the Australian team, you're bowling pretty well." Me, like pissy little Mike fucking Whitney. Yeah. He was amazing.
Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
Right now at Honda, find your kind of value. With a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models, there's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.